Allahu Akbar.
إن الله
الأنهار سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين نعم ما يعظكم به قد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى الله وإلى الرسول رأيت المنافقين يصدون عنك صدودا فكيف إذا أصابتهم مصيبة بما قدمت أيديهم ثم جاءوك يحلفون إن أردنا إلا إحسانا وتوفيقا أولئك الذين يعلم الله ما في قلوبهم فأعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, peace, and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina was laying the foundation for the new state of Islam. And the first pillar that he laid the foundation on was to build the masjid, the Masjid al-Nabawi. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared the companions in constructing the masjid after the place was chosen and he purchased it, and he and the companions constructed the masjid from the beginning, and he shared all the efforts in constructing the masjid with the companions, and he was helping each other, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was encouraging the companion to make a great effort to finish the building the masjid as quick as possible. And one of these saying that he was saying as he building it was Allahumma la khayra illa khayra al-akhirah faghfir lil ansar wal muhajira. There's nothing better than the hereafter, and oh Allah, forgive the ansar, the helpers, and al-muhajirin, who came from Mecca. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, after building the masjid, he built his houses for his wives around the masjid. And this masjid rule was to conduct the prayers, and also was not only for the prayers, was for meetings with the companions, and also was for had a place for the newcomers that they immigrated from outside the Medina, and they have no place to stay. When the helpers, they helped as much as they could, but still more people come, and there is no place for them. So they had a place in the masjid, it's called a Sufa, where the immigrants who came with no place, they was living there, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking care of them in daily basis. He was taking care of their food, he was taking care of them if they get sick, he was just even give them priority than even their family, his family. That Fatima was asking him for something, but he said, no, the people of Sufa has a priority. And if he didn't have enough, he was asking the companions to help, to give sadaqah, and the sadaqah will go for these people who came with no place to live or in the masjid. And he was even asking, whoever has food for two, he will take one. Another food for three will take one. So this is how the Prophet was taking care of these immigrants who came to Medina with no place until they took care of themselves afterwards. So one of the main things also that the Prophet was worked on, il azan. When they was calling for azan, for salah, they was thinking about how to call the Muslim to come to pray. So some opinions was to just set a fire. When the Muslims see the fire, will come to the prayer. It was not approved by the Prophet. Another was how the Jews were doing. It was not approved. Or how the Christian was doing was not approved. But then the opinion was to call for the prayer. And then one of the companions who was calling for the prayer saw in his dream that someone in his dream was telling him, the same azan that we are saying until now. And then when he went to the Prophet and told him about that, he told him, tell this to Bilal. Bilal has nice voice, and Bilal was starting calling for the prayer. And Umar ibn Khattab, when he heard that, he was rushing to tell the Prophet that he saw the same in his dream. Bilal ibn Rabah has a very beautiful voice, and he's the one who, even in the Fajr prayer, he added from himself, "As-salatu khayru min al-nawm," twice. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved that. So, and even for Bilal ibn Rabah, with his beautiful voice, just after, even after that, after the he was the one and the main muazzin of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even after the Prophet's death, Bilal ibn Rabah asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq that he can, he asked him excuse to leave the Medina because he couldn't stay in Medina after the Prophet's death. So he and Abu Bakr asked him to stay to make Azan, and he said, if you freed me for yourself, then I will do what you ask me to do. But if you freed me for the sake of Allah, so let me go. So Abu Bakr Siddiq told him, I freed you for the sake of Allah. So Bilal left Medina, but after a while, he saw in his dream that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to come. That Prophet missing him. So Bilal came in Medina quickly, and he sat to cry next to the grave of the Prophet. And then Hassan and Hussein saw him, and they kissed him and hugged him. And Hussein asked him to make azan for again. So when Bilal said that azan, the streets in that Fajr, the streets of Medina was full of the Muslims crying, remembering the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even when one time when the Bilal was, Umar ibn Khattab was in al-Sham, and even the companion asked Umar ibn Khattab to ask Bilal to make azan again, and Bilal, he said the azan, and also all the companion cried because remembered Bilal and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the azan was set, and this was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was started giving khutbah and al-masjid, and he was taking care of the Muslims in all affairs. The masjid was a place of intelligence. The masjid was a place to check to see what's going on after the permission of fighting or defending themselves. He was preparing the army from the masjid. He was preparing all the Muslims' affairs from the masjid. So the masjid rule was one of the main places that the Muslims, even until now, that to come to five times a day to get the Muslim to get connected and to stay in touch with each other, so not only for their prayers, but for their even social life and their, so the role of the masjid has impact on the Muslims than any other religions followers. So now. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I mentioned, was taking care of the Ahl al-Suffah, and he was, and this Ahl al-Suffah companion was increasing and decreasing, depends on who is coming to the Medina and who is taking care of himself and got his family and left. But famous individuals from Ahl al-Suffah was Abu Huraira and Bilal ibn Rabah and Khabab ibn Arat. But Abu Huraira, even he had a house with his mother in Medina, but he preferred to stay closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn about his religion than going to doing worldly affairs, doing the market or going to do business. But even some Muslims from Medina who were wealthy and even have houses in Medina, but they preferred to go to live in the masjid with Ahl al-Suffah, preferring this humble life, preferring this to be closer to the Prophet, to hear, because the Prophet was dedicating time to Ahl al-Suffah to educate them and to teach them the Quran and teach them about their religion affairs. So these groups of Ahl al-Suffah was dedicating most of their time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to go in all the jihad ghazawat, to all expeditions they were participating and also was learning the Quran, was just all their time was dedicated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the about Ahl al-Suffah, and the as I mentioned, the role of the masjid, and the role of the masjid in Islam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was exemplary in his affairs, with and even was choosing the right persons for the right job. Whenever something that, if he was not be shy to tell the one of the companions, one is better than you. Like when he said that to the companion that Bilal has better voice than you, so and so on. And even Abu Zar ibn al-Ghaffar, one time he asked him, for ask the Prophet to make him a leader in some place. He told him, no, you cannot be a leader. There's someone better than you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was laying the foundation in basis of qualification. Whoever qualified for the job, he will give it to him. And this is the reason that he taught the leadership for these companions, and from there these leaders of the companions, they went to the world and they explored and they spread the message of Islam throughout the world through the teaching and of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now to pray in the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has more rewards than to pray in some place else. And and of course Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said salatu fi masjidi hadha afdal min alf salah fi other masjid, more than 1000 salah in some place else. So this is the preference of praying in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid. So we stop here, and inshallah next time we'll start exploring the ghazawat that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to defend himself, defend the Medina, and to protect the Medina, and to protect the state of Islam from the force that the Quraysh and the disbelievers try to destroy the Medina and all inhabitants. أقول قول هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بعد كده بقى عنده يعني حاجات ان شاء الله اللي هي بيرسونال لايف ان شاء الله الله يفتح عليك. جزاك الله.